Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As Chicago brings us back, 23 after the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Brett Clay is our guest, our good friend, author of Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales by Leading Change. Brett, I need your website, please.
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com.
Tell us what you guys do there.
Management consulting. We help you grow. We help your leaders grow and your company grow.
And one of the ways you do that is by delegating, and that's what we're talking about right now. And you've got some do's and don'ts on delegating. And folks, the whole thing about delegating is if you can't grow unless you extend your leverage of your business beyond your grasp. I'm literally talking about your physical grasp. what can you touch?
No kidding.
Beyond what you can physically touch, you've got to use other. You've got to use technology, you've got to use systems, you've got to use contractors, you've got to use employees to help you with leverage to allow you to grow, and that requires delegation. Whether it's an employee or a contractor or a technology, you're delegating some of your will as a CEO to those entities, and you've got to get comfortable with that, and which includes the fact that it's not going to be perfect, right?
Exactly. And I just want to have a little reminder here that we are just always so busy and we tend to feel like we're so overworked that we can get ourselves into a situation where we're overworked and when we'd be better off if we were over-informed. In other words, if we just slow down for a second and make sure that our decisions are well-informed, a good decision can save countless time and expense over an arbitrary action if we're just too busy to get better information.
Right.
But I just want to remind people that we need to sometimes slow down to make things more efficient rather than just keep working hard.
Well, and what happens, Brett, is this is where we get that busy. We say some of these disruptive lies to ourselves, like, oh, I better do this myself. I don't have time to train you. Well, that's a growth killer statement right there. If you say that, look, I know how this customer wants things. I better do it myself. All you did was you pull the efficiency, you pull the leverage right out of your employees or your system's teeth, and you probably hurt morale, and you just stopped yourself from being able to do your job as a CEO while you're doing those other jobs. It's a bad leadership trait, isn't it?
But I'm also looking up. So you're talking about managing, say, your people that you're getting leverage from. I'm also looking to the experts that you look to for advice that are outside of your own knowledge domain. So whether it's in healthcare, if it's at work, with your attorneys, your accountants, the people don't let you look for advice, expertise outside of what you have. So my second don't is, don't tell yourself you aren't able to understand those people. If your attorney is telling you can't do this, that, or the other, or you should do this, that, or the other, and you think, oh, well, that's the attorney. They know better. They don't necessarily.
Right.
Especially when I want to go back here to this medical, because medical is so important these days, that we have the power of the Internet at our fingertips, and yet so many people don't take the initiative to be informed about their health and the decisions that other people are telling them.
Mm-hmm. And so you're in those cases, though, then we're over delegating, aren't we? We're not verifying. Too many of us are not verifying it, right?
I think too many people. So here's the thing. Here's the where this ends up being a problem, Jim. Like you say, we delegate to other people because we have to, and we have to trust them. But at some point, yes, do we delegate too much when we actually, and we think, oh, I don't have time to understand that. That was my number one, or I don't have the ability to understand that. That's the other thing is don't tell ourselves.
Do you think I could get so good at delegating in my business that I wind up delegating important things in my personal life that I shouldn't? Is that what you're saying? That'd be kind of.
I guess I think about it most. The most specific case that's very clear is medicine.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always been that way because I've never allowed the medical world I've taken their advice, but if I didn't think that they were in tune with my body, with what my own body was telling me, or what I already knew, then I wouldn't necessarily do what they said. And so far, here I am. I've lived a long life and I'm still alive, so I must have been doing something right.
Jim, that gets to another thing. That's another dump, is don't fool yourself and reject information that contradicts your own existing belief or desire.
Mm-hmm.
And then only accept information that confirms your belief or desire. That's called the confirmation bias, and that is a terrible trap.
You're right about that. Confirmation bias is one of the biggest enemies of our country right now, in a lot of ways, isn't it? Hey, Brad, I need your website one more time, please.
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com.
All right. So, and the book, they can find your book there?
Yes, indeed.
Selling Change, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Brett, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Great being here.
Brett Clay, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here are the Hooters. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.